This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan on a hump day.
Hump day.
Below the belt at 840, Brett Boone, our first Brett Boone interview of the season as the Rangers get started tomorrow. Game you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. He will join us coming up at 9:20, but we got a special guest, Bobby Belt.
We do.
With Dak Prescott.
We do. We have the premier instigator on the Cowboys beat. I personally
I personally
like to refer to him as the Jake Paul of Cowboys media. It's Clarence Hill from the Fort Worth Star Telegram. What's up, chill?
Yo, how you doing? And I don't want to be Jake Paul because Jake Paul's not legitimate. He's not a legitimate boxer.
Hey, who's gonna win the fight?
He's a fraud.
Who's gonna win the fight, Tyson or Jake Paul?
Tyson's going to win the fight, but Tyson's going to keep him up. It's a fraud. It's a fraud fight. Come on, man. Come on.
That's fair. I agree with you. The guys over here, they're all saying that, nope, Tyson's too old. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's still Tyson.
I might be changing my pick.
It's not going to be a real fight.
The videos have gotten to you. All right, yeah. Clarence, we saw yesterday there was the Ian Rappaport report that said Cowboys and Dak Prescott are sort of just approaching this as, all right, We're gonna approach this as a lame duck season in essence, and something we can revisit next year. But that as it stands right now, Dak Prescott is the way has been paved for him to enter free agency in 2025 with the Cowboys having no ability to tag him. Just your thoughts on where things stand with Dak Prescott and the organization, and I guess how much you're buying into the idea that the Cowboys are going to let this ride out versus it being posturing.
Well, I mean, I think it's all posturing. I mean, it's, you know, and there's no deal until there's a deal. And I don't know if he's going to get free agency next year or not, because, you know, they could sign him, you know, before the start of free agency, or, you know, they could sign him before training camp, but right now it's all posturing, you know, and certainly the Cowboys do have a cap constraint. They do, you know, have deals they want to do with Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb, and so you have the Dak Prescott question. You know, what I do know is that we were here between the Troy Aikman and Tony Romo years. I know Jerry doesn't want to go back to that quarterback abyss.
No, he doesn't.
You know, and so they do have a quarterback, you know, one that hasn't won, one that they – Jerry Jones himself says he can win with, and he said that as well this week. The Dak Prescott is one of the ones who can still win a Super Bowl. It's just a matter of how much can they pay him, how much they want to pay him. And certainly, mm-hmm. you know, Dak and his representatives have never taken less. And Jerry Jones is posturing, they're trying to get him to take less.
So, but like, yeah, again, it's just, doesn't this seem like an odd pivot for this team? Like they always are basically all in. And now it's like they're setting it up for the fall. It just seems like an odd pivot. Like what has changed? Who has gotten into Jerry's ear?
Well, first of all, deadlines make deals. They don't have a hard deadline. This is a manufactured deadline of needing to get it done. And they've never got anything done without having a deadline impressed to get a deal done. You know, that's been their MO, and which is why in many cases they've lost these contract negotiations. You know, they could have got Dak done years before they got him done. You know, and wouldn't have, you know, been in, you know, having to pay him what they had to pay him on this pass deal. But, you know, until there's a real hard deadline, you know, they're letting this thing play out. You know, they're not being smart about it. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we know Mike McCarthy is in the last year of his deal. Mm-hmm. You know, and how do you move forward without Mike McCarthy but with Dak Prescott? Or Dak Prescott without Mike McCarthy, you know, are they not tied at the hip at this point?
No, it's a good point to make in terms of like if their futures are, hey, you rise and fall together. Here's my question, Chill, because this is the contention that I've made. I think that Dak would like to be here. I think that Dak, you know, obviously we've heard he grew up a big Cowboys fan. I think he loves the organization. He's had, you know, made roots here, everything else. If, though, my thought is if they're really serious about this and they let him go test free agency, I just believe he's gone at that point. I think he takes the decision out of your hands. And if you let him get to the market, then the Cowboys have essentially decided, like, you know, the Cowboys have essentially gotten to a place where they're going to let him walk because they're not going to have a say in it with the inability to tag him or anything else. If Dak were to get to free agency in 2025, do you think that that's essentially goodbye Dak? Or do you think that he would, you know, has enough of an affinity for this Cowboys organization that he would still be open to giving them a chance to match or working with them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a long way between now and free agency. Even if they don't get it done during the season, there's a point before the start of free agency, they get it done. I don't think that they, if they want to sign him, they're going to let him get to the open market, you mm-hmm. know, because he will have a market. They can't tag him. You know, they can't train him. He will have a market. You look at Oakland, a lot of teams out there, and Cowboy fans can complain about Dak and what he hasn't done, but he's certainly better. He will have a market, you know, and I just don't see it getting to that point. But, you know, if he gets to the market, certainly he's not coming back, and there's no reason to come back. But my thing is, how do you commit to CD?
Well, I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I haven't a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And has he committed to the organization?
Well, all of that, you know. And what's the future for CD if Dak's not here? You know, and then you don't have a answer at quarterback. Why would you spend that type of money that they're probably going to spend on CeeDee Lamb and not have a quarterback to get him the ball to maximize his earnings, you know, which was the problem with you know, Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to pay a guy that money, you got to be able to get the ball to maximize his earnings. Well, if you're going to pay CeeDee, which we believe they will, you cannot have uncertainty at quarterback.
Schefter said that if they were to let him walk after this year, they would have a $95 million dead cap. Is that accurate?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be 2 years, or you know, because you have all the money from all the extensive stuff coming due. But, yeah, the dead cap is going to be high. There's no question about it. You know, like he has a $59 million cap at this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then when you add in – and obviously they'll have a chance to split it over a couple of years, but yeah, it's it's why it was always set up to do a deal. You know, when they signed the deal 4 years ago, it was always set up to be addressed this year going into the season, because they knew it was going to be a high cap number, and for them to address it and extend it. You know, that was the plan. You know, and now you have all these other cap situations, and they're going to let it ride. But, you know, it hurts the Cowboys, you know, financially to let him walk as well, for sure.
Do they draft one this year?
Where? They're not drafting one in the first or second round. And you know, they're not doing that. They have too many other needs, too many other holes. You know, certainly, you know, they definitely are – seemingly locked in to draft an offensive lineman, you know, in the first round. I mean, where do you get a guy this year? And next year's class is not, you know, the cream of the crop from all indications.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Clarence, you know, outside of the Dak issue, you mentioning there the offensive line thing at 24. Do you think Tyler Smith plays is dependent on how the draft falls, or do you think the Cowboys will approach it as, hey, we've got a position in mind for Tyler Smith, and now we need to go find the other holes?
No, I think it's how the draft falls, for sure. I mean, and it's one of these typical Cowboys, because one day Jerry Jones says, oh, Tyler Smith, that's an option at left tackle. He's going to go to left tackle. And then 2 days later, then the next day, Steven and Mike McCarthy said, no, Tyler's going to stay at guard right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's certainly a situation where they got to see who's available, what they get in the draft before they make a final decision on where Tyler Smith plays.
Talking with Clarence Hill from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Chill, you know, we look at the running back market right now. The Cowboys, there was some talk that they were interested in Zach Moss in free agency. That obviously didn't happen. You know, they've re-signed Rico Dowdle, but they only have so many resources in the draft. It's getting later in free agency. At what point do you think the Cowboys potentially consider, like, an Ezekiel Elliott reunion?
I mean, I think it's something they consider, but, I mean – you know, it's a position for sure they're going to take in the draft. I mean, just talking to Steve and talking to guys, it's a position they will target in the draft at some point. You know, what round, you know, second, third round, but they have to get younger. They have to get cheaper. And it's funny because Zeke still is counting $6 million against this cap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about he still has $6 million on cap hit against this cap, and he hasn't been on the team in 2 years. You know, but obviously – they're not going to make a decision on Zeke or somebody like that until well into, you know, after mini camp, going into training camp. They were going to do stuff like that. You know, that's certainly, I don't think, at the forefront of their thinking. But, you know, never say never or a Zeke reunion in Dallas. But where's the market for Zeke guys out of Dallas at this point?
Oh, that's a good question. Season starts tomorrow.
How many teams have a fullback?
Man,
gotta look for him.
Or a center?
A center. Hey, the Cowboys do have a need. Maybe that's what they're looking to bring him back with. Chill.
I mean, wasn't that his last play?
It was.
How would you handle a Tyler Smith situation then?
Tyler Smith? I think you have to play option quarterback. I mean, I think what you get in the draft, do you get a bona fide left tackle like Keaton McGuard? Because Tyler Smith can be a special guard. And I he was their best guard last year. And I think he can be a special player guard. But he may be your best option at tackle. And Jerry Jones talked about it. They played Larry Allen at tackle. You know, they played Larry Allen at tackle for 1 year. And he played made all pro. And they moved him back to guard, you know, once they drafted a tackle the next year. So it could be a one-year thing as well. I mean, you could, you know, move Tyler Smith to tackle this year depending on what you get in the draft. And Or don't get and then and go back to guard. If you take a center in the first round, you move Tyler Smith to tackle, move TJ Bass to guard, and roll with it. And then the next year, you may draft your tackle.
Chill, when you know we talk there about Dak Prescott, their level of commitment there. You know, getting a CeeDee Lamb deal done potentially this offseason. How much longer do you think the Cowboys take a similar weight approach that they've taken with other guys? Do you think they do the same with Micah Parsons, or do you think they try to get something done this offseason outside of whatever posturing they have about, oh, we want him to be here for a long time, whatever else? What do you think the outlook is for Micah Parsons to get something done this offseason?
Well, it's either this offseason, next offseason. I mean, I think that those are the three, you know, Micah, Dak and CeeDee. I think CeeDee is probably going to go first, but you there can't be life on defense without Micah Parsons, right? I mean, you can't let him walk, you know, and you what you need to do is get him some help. But he is a premier defensive player, and he will get the highest contract in the defensive player in NFL history whenever he signs. What does that look like, you know? Look at the Bosa deal.
Hey, but,
you know,
And typically, like, we always know when they've entered these negotiations, okay, Ezekiel Elliott, it was – well, look, I mean, the running back position, it's kind of been devalued. And the DeMarcus Lawrence negotiation was like, well, I mean, come on, you did it for those 1 year, but we don't know. Is it, were you a flash in the pan, an Albert Haynesworth, like, contract year guy? Dak, they've always tried to work around. What do you think the approach is going to be? What are we going to hear over the next few months? Like, what could they possibly say in a Micah Parsons negotiation that would cause them to win that negotiation? Because, you know, they always try to find something.
Well, they rarely win. I mean, that's the point. They didn't win with Dak.
Right.
They didn't win with Zeke. I mean, they can posture and say what they want, but they rarely win. They're not winning with CD and not winning with Micah. But if you want to bring up some things, I mean, what did he do in the playoffs?
All right, season starts tomorrow. Roster is as it is. What's the projected record?
Oh, my God. I think that they're still 1 or 2 in the NFC East, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't see them going 12-5 again. I think that, you know, 10-11 wins, maybe. It just depends on the record, depending on how it falls. I mean, you know, the Cowboys still have a good roster. They still have CD. Yeah. They still have Dak. They still have the question is not about the record. You know, the big question for the Cowboys is, if they get to the playoffs, what are they going to do? I mean, it can't be one or done again, one and done again. And, you know, how can you go forward with one and done?
Right. Hey, brother, we appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thank you, guys.
Clarence Hill, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Join us here, 105.3.
The great Clarence Jake Paul Hill.
Fan.
Dude, I always love Clarence is the one who, when you need an answer, I'll go get it. I'll go up there.
He'll ask anything.
Jerry's over there. How do we want to approach Jerry? And Clarence is like, don't worry, I got this. And he just goes over and goes, Jerry, come
right
on, let's talk.
Right over there. Right.
He's a bulldog. Love him.
Yes, he is. Good to him to join us. All right, now come next on this hump day edition Sean and RJ. The NFL has come to the rescue yet again. Tell you how and why next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.